Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Venables and Company came in at number 9 on our SEC power rankings in video that we have in the archives. And listen, there were some Oklahoma fans that were not happy with that. They didn't like that they were coming in, new team to the conference, and being put at number 9. The way those were done were not where we think Oklahoma is going to finish in the conference. That was a if Oklahoma and all the other SEC teams played today on a, and when I say today, I mean March 22nd on a neutral field, what do we feel the result would be? Now, Oklahoma has a great opportunity to change a lot of that. And I think Oklahoma and Auburn are two teams that can really climb up our power rankings as we go throughout the season. But guys, we're going to get into what the most important 3-game stretch is. And we're going to start off with September 21st, when we see the Oklahoma Sooners welcome in the Tennessee Volunteers. As we mentioned, you know, it's sad to see some of those old rivalries, those old matchups, things like that go away with conference realignment. But this is an exciting, exciting deal when you have these two uniforms. I mean, you got the orange, you've got the crimson, and you bring them together and these brands that are significant, just historical brands in college football to get to match up. I'm excited about that. That Power T logo of Tennessee versus the interlocking OU of Oklahoma. That alone is going to get you going. But this game's going to be in Norman, Oklahoma. It's going to be a home game, the first ever SEC game for Oklahoma. Yes, we could have started the three-game stretch at the end of the year when Oklahoma goes on that run where they play Missouri. We could have started there on November 9th when they played Missouri, and they follow up on the 23rd by playing Alabama and then the 30th by playing LSU. However, two of those three games are on the road, and it's going to be interesting towards the end of the year to see where all these teams are depth-wise. The reason I say that this starts off the most important three-game stretch for Oklahoma is because momentum, right? Momentum is a real thing. Momentum is a huge thing. You want to start the year off right. You want to start your era in the SEC off right if you are Oklahoma facing Tennessee. Got a new quarterback coming in. It'll be his first road SEC start. Listen, you got talented guys on the defensive side of the football with Billy Bowman and Danny Stutzman and Jaron Kanak and all these guys leading the way for Brent Venables' defense, a retooled defensive line that you've brought in transfers from different places to be able to get after this young quarterback and make him make some mistakes. Nico Iamaleava had a very successful outing in his first ever start for Tennessee in the bowl game against Iowa, but that was a little bit different deal because Iowa, yes, while they have a good defense, they had no offense. That defense was on the field the entire time. Oklahoma is going to be a very, very balanced team that you're going to see. I think you're going to see a dynamic offense with Jackson Arnold at the helm and Seth Luttrell calling things.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All these wide receivers in this game are going to be a tremendous deal. We're going to see a secondary for Tennessee that is brand new. They're having to piece everything together after a lot of guys left for the NFL or in the transfer portal. So they're having to really get a revamped secondary over there for Tennessee. So they're going to have to, on the road, work on communication against Andrell Anthony, against Nick Anderson, against Jahlil Farouk, against Deion Burks. I mean, so many weapons that Jackson Arnold's going to have at his disposal. But what I'm really more excited about is to see how Billy Bowman and Brent Venables and that secondary and even the second level of the defense kind of confuse and try to work to confuse the chess match between Brent Venables and Josh Heupel, because Tennessee tries to go at such a pace. I mean, tempo that nobody else in the country can go at in this mock speed offense that Tennessee has. So I'm super excited for this matchup, and I think it's critical for the beginning of the Nico era there in Tennessee, and also for the beginning of the SEC era for Oklahoma. If you come in there and you just buzzsaw Tennessee, I mean, you punch them right in the mouth, a Tennessee team that everybody expects to be very good this year, probably a 9-10 win team. If they come into Norman and you take care of business and announce your presence with authority, so to speak, into the SEC, quite impressive. That would be a quite impressive start to things. Guys, and before we get to game two of that stretch, we do want to tell you about our friends at mybookie.ag. Use our promo code SECU today. You got all the March Madness games going on. If you don't have a sports book to call home yet, then you need to go to MyBookie right now, guys. Take advantage of, they've got contests over there. You can win up to $25,000 in the March Madness. Also, you get all the latest odds, trends, predictions, all the good stuff, all the information you need to make bets and to wager on lines, on totals, on prop bets. It's all over there waiting for you. And you can use our generous welcome offer here. SECU is the promo code, or you can get up to $1,000 on a welcome deposit. There's many different ways to do that. Welcome deposit, your initial deposit into mybookie.ag. And then also, guys, you can do the best thing about MyBookie. You can place your bets anytime, anywhere. They have a mobile-friendly website. And also, guys, when it comes down to it, it's easy to win, easy to get paid at mybookie.ag. Enter, win, get paid. mybookie.ag, promo code SECU. Let's get to the second game in this stretch. After playing Tennessee at home, then you get your first SEC road game at Auburn. Yes, people may say, really, Auburn? What do you think? Let me tell you something. I don't care who you are, how good you are, what your depth is, what your ranking is, all that kind of stuff. I.e. see Georgia going to Auburn last year. See Alabama going to Auburn last year. All right. Jordan-Hare Stadium is a tremendously difficult place to play. Okay. It is a house of horrors for every team that goes in there. The fans, if you're an Oklahoma fan making that trip and you're going down to Auburn for the first time, you're going to be shocked at how close the fans are to the field. They are right on top of you. They've got loudspeakers down there on the field that will absolutely just blow you away. I mean, the sound level on that field for players and coaches to deal with is ridiculous. I mean, it is off the charts. And you have a really good defense that Auburn had last year. They didn't have quite the offense that they need to support that Jackson Arnold's going to have to go on the road with all those weapons, with a good run game. But we'll see how this offensive line, who I think that's the big question on everybody's mind, is this Oklahoma offensive line, is there enough depth? Is there enough experience in certain places? And now the first road test, dealing with crowd noise, all of that kind of stuff, it's going to be yet another matchup that, listen, if this was a New Year's Six bowl game contest and we had a really good Auburn team versus a really good Oklahoma team, everybody would be so excited, especially pre-opt-outs and NIL and all that kind of stuff. Just the matchup of that Auburn helmet versus that Oklahoma helmet. Games like this are what I'm so excited about in the new SEC, and this is critical to show the maturity level. This is going to show us, okay, it's going to be a barometer for just how ready is Jackson Arnold to be the guy as he goes on the road to a place like Auburn following up a game at home versus Tennessee. A lot easier to get things done in front of that home crowd there in Norman. Going to be a lot different in Auburn, Alabama, to see how things go. So maturity, and it's going to test that offensive line. It's going to test Jackson Arnold and Seth Luttrell, how prepared they are to go on the road. But listen, like I said, Oklahoma, a ton of playmakers, and hopefully they'll be able to get that running game going as well, help. You know, tamper down that crowd a little bit, but super excited for that matchup. And then, of course, the reason that I picked this three-game matchup, it starts with Tennessee. It ends with Texas. We know that Oklahoma has bragging rights over Texas as they beat them last year in the Red River Shootout in the Cotton Bowl in an exciting matchup. So they'll get a bye week after Auburn and then go to Dallas to take on Steve Sarkisian, Quinn Ewers, and the Texas Longhorns. I don't think there'll be anything about this matchup that has Oklahoma daunted one bit, because, like I said, Texas should be the one scratching their heads because Oklahoma owns the bragging rights. Everybody, including us, we're very high on Texas. Got them number two in our power rankings as of right now in the SEC in our spring power rankings for football. However, you throw all of that out the window when it comes to this matchup. It's such a unique environment there in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. I mean, just the way that you go about things, the way that each team approaches this is just different, guys. This means so much to each team, and I'm so glad that they kept this rivalry together with both of these teams coming in to the SEC. I think it's going to be a unique deal to see, okay, at this point in the year, how have the new receivers come together with Quinn Ewers, because Quinn Ewers has a whole new cast of receivers that he has to kind of bond with. Also, Texas is replacing a lot on the defensive line with Tavondre Sweat gone, with Murphy gone. I mean, they've got a lot that they're going to have to, a lot of production there on the defensive line they're going to have to replace. And I think this game, depending on who wins this game and this stretch that Oklahoma's going on, they go 3-0 in this stretch, guys, then watch out. It's going to be a special, special year. I would argue even if they go 2-1 and one of these games is a close loss, then I think Oklahoma can make some real noise in 2024 in the SEC. But
this episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
To have the first Red River Shootout when both teams are SEC teams, it's just going to have a little bit more meaning to it. It's going to have a little bit more, be the answer to the trivia question, hey, who won the Red River Shootout when both teams were part of the SEC for the first time? You want to have that, you know, you want to be the answer to that trivia question if you're an OU fan, if you are a member of that OU program. So, guys, that is our most important three-game stretch for Oklahoma in 2024. Remember our promo code SECU for my bookie. You can get a nice little welcome deposit on that up to $1,000. And, guys, we appreciate you tuning in. Like, subscribe, turn on notifications, follow us on all the social medias, whether it's X, whether it's Facebook, whether it is TikTok, whether it's Instagram, using @SECUnfiltered. You can follow me on X using @BGilmer18, and make sure to head to our website, SECUnfiltered.com, for lots of articles, lots of analysis, lots of breakdowns on all different things, baseball, football, and basketball. And I hope that you enjoy all of the coverage there. God bless you. We'll catch you next time to talk more OU, more SEC football, and SEC in general, right here on the best SEC entity on the internet, SEC Unfiltered.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.